This is audio clip B on the Kingswear to Froward Point walk route. At the small beach of Mill Bay Cove, low tide reveals a treasure trove of life. This is a great place, for instance, to see the orange peel sponge. It lives up to its name, so you can't really miss it. Look lower down on exposed rocks, where it forms thin mats of deep orange. Get close up and you can see pores like the cones of tiny volcanoes on the sponge surface. Although they're actually animals, sponges don't have a nervous, digestive or circulatory system. Instead, they rely on seawater flowing through them to supply food and oxygen and flush out waste. There are also a variety of beautiful red, green and brown seaweeds on the beach, along with shellfish like periwinkles. These small creatures have delicate curling shells and can be seen clambering slowly about at low tide, grazing on algae. Peer closely, and you might be able to see pairs of horn-like feeler tentacles waving about from underneath their shell lids. Periwinkles are edible when cooked, but like other shellfish, they may not be safe to eat all year round. It's traditionally said that they should only be collected during a month with an R in, avoiding the summer. But our changing climate has led some to suggest that April and September should be ruled out too, these days. You can also find top shells at Mill Bay Cove. These creatures have a conical shell flecked with purple or red, and a beautiful mother-of-pearl sheen, especially on the inside. On your way back to join the coast path, keep your eyes out for wild cabbage growing to either side of the path up from the beach. This might be the wild ancestor of our cultivated cabbages, and it has the distinctive blue-green leaves and thick stalks of the brassica family.